Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You better you bet we're with you for the next just over 2 hours. You can catch us on youtube.com/odysseysports or over on twitch.tv/betql. And if you miss any of the show today, you can always find us wherever you get your podcasts, on the free Odyssey app. So plenty of ways to check us out. Mark, earlier in the show told you that the Cubs were up with the bases loaded. I believe it was the third. Well, it's 8-1 now in the top of the ninth. Cubs leading over the Marlins. That was a makeup game from yesterday. So I believe, no, that is the only game these two teams are playing today. Not a doubleheader, but a good win potentially for the Cubs. So one more out. I don't think it's really going to matter. Mark, we also do have an awesome promotion that BetMGM is running throughout the MLB season. It's called the Grand Slam Jackpot Promotion every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout the MLB season. A weekly bet. Place a weekly bet, you get the promotion. You place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run every weekend. Again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is the weekend. And if the player hits a grand slam on that day, they can win up to $50,000 in daily prize or a share of that, depending on, you know, how many other bettors also pick that player to hit a grand slam. So, for example, Mark, if a customer bets on Aaron Judge to hit a home run on July 31st against Houston, and Judge goes on and hits a grand slam in that game, along with 9 other customers that, let's say, hypothetically also bet that, each of you will take home $5,000 in cash in addition to your bet winning. That's a pretty good promotion, I would say, right? A little fun, little coffee money, little beer money sprinkle on a grand slam throughout the weekend. You could be $50,000 richer. Not a bad deal.
That's a whole lot of coffee. That's a whole lot of beer money. If you hit that, you're going to be set for a while. But no, I agree with you. It's a great promotion. Nothing more fun than betting home run props.
Okay, so for today, we have a, that's the only game, the Marlins-Cubs game, that was the afternoon, again, because it was a makeup from their game last night getting rained out. But starting in about an hour or so, we have a ton of games tonight. Do you have any home run props that you are looking at in tonight's matchups?
Yeah, let's go with the Mets. Mets been playing hot, four-game winning streak, taking on the Dodgers. I like Pete Alonso here. You could probably get him right in the 4-1 range, if not a little bit better, against Yamamoto. So Alonso hasn't hit a homer since last Saturday. I think he had a 2-home-run game. It's been a little bit quiet of late, but I think he can have some success in this matchup against the Dodgers. So I think it's, you know, worth a little bit of a, you know, splash that a little bit. We don't want to go crazy on home run props because, again, you know, the reason you're getting, you know, 4-1 plus 450 or whatever is, you know, the likelihood of it happening is it's not a coin flip. So, you know, we're getting good odds here. I think Alonso is a guy, every time he touches the ball, he can hit it out of the stadium. So I'll take my chances with him tonight.
All right. I like it. Home run props are always fun, plus a pretty nice payout when those hit. I'm looking at this Nationals-Astros game tonight, Mark. I mean, we have Justin Verlander going up against Mackenzie Gore. I don't know. Can we trust Verlander anymore? He's just been on the decline over the last, like, what? He's, like, in his 40s, right? I feel like you just kind of have to fade Verlander.
I can get down with that. I mean, I think it's, you know, hey, it's a spot where if you think it's worth attacking, you can definitely do it. You know, Verlander is a guy, a lot of experience, but it does feel like he's been pitching forever, doesn't it?
Right? I feel like his name has been around for years. Whenever that some movie with Kate Upton came out like 10 years ago, we were talking about Verlander because aren't they married? Isn't that's the celebrity duo, Kate Upton and Justin Verlander?
Is that the duo? I did not know. I don't know who Verlander's married to be honest with you. I thought he was married to the game. Come on, man. Is he? Him and Kate Upton? Not bad.
I'm pretty sure. This is like a great example of how up I am on pop culture and things like that. Like, Mark, I'm going to be real here. I did not know Taylor Swift was dropping an album last night. I mean, I didn't know she was dropping one. I certainly did not know she was dropping two. I woke up and saw it on my Twitter timeline this morning that she put out some new music. That was the first I had heard of that. I kind of live under a rock when it comes to this stuff. So I'm patting myself on the back here, knowing that at least I knew that Justin Verlander was married to Kate Upton and you didn't. That kind of makes me feel good.
I had no idea, but I did know about Taylor Swift. My daughter gave me the heads up last night. She knew it was coming. Super excited. Got to give credit to Taylor Swift, man. Like, you got to get it while you can. And the iron is hot with Swift. You know, again, one of the most, polarizing, cultural icons right now. I mean, everything is Taylor Swift. And for her to just hit you with the 1-2, man, the double album. Incredible. I didn't hear it yet, though, but I'm sure I'll get my taste over the weekend.
I haven't listened to any of it either. I don't even know, like, if there are, little call outs to Travis throughout some of the music. I would imagine all her music in the past has been like about her boyfriends and relationships, right? You've got to throw a little Kelsey in there.
Yeah, I do know. Good friend of mine, Minty Betts, tweeted out that there's a song called Down Bad that, hey, as gamblers, we've all been there, right? So maybe that's one we can, fine with.
We have all been. Is that down bad? Like, she's in so much, she's so in love, she's down bad, or like,
could be. I'm gonna have to find out. I don't know yet, but I'm sure I'll know. But
I think listen this as gamblers and report back.
It's always a volatile ride as gamblers. You know, we have our streaks. We some of them are hot, some of them are cold, and when they're cold, we always feel down bad. It always feels like you can't turn it over. You ever do that? Like, when you're in a cold streak, the one thing I try not to do is overthink. I almost like go back to the basics and start trusting my initial instincts, because when I'm going through a rut, you know, when the bets aren't hitting, and I feel like the more I try and press and the more I think about it, the worse I get, and it just gets into a cycle. So for me, like, when I'm down bad, when I'm on a cold streak, I just start firing off my initial instincts and just try and fire my way out of it.
Yes, I have been there before. I was there over the weekend, a little bit earlier in this week. I had a rough start to the week. And I went through that whole thought process. Like, I can't hit a bet right now to save my life. Like, what do I do? Should I just, make what I think is very safe bets, lower my unit size? Mm-hmm. And that's typically what I do. I just lower my unit size a little, but still kind of try and, go through my same process. Well, two nights ago, Mark, I hit a plus 450 long shot on Jaime Jaquez with those five rebounds. I also hit a plus 405 parlay and a plus 162 little money line parlay that night. So all of a sudden, we are just back and feeling good, and our confidence is back, which confidence in sports betting actually goes hand in hand, because when you're overthinking, when you're second guessing yourself, that's oftentimes when you're losing the most. So having some confidence betting each night, it goes a long way. Gotta love it.
It definitely does. And there's no better feeling than snapping out of the cold streak. And then the bets start hitting, and you're just like, I'm back. Like, I'm finally back.
It was like a sigh of relief.
It feels good. Yeah. Because when the ball's rolling the wrong way, it's just tough to turn it around sometimes. But, it's always good to break those cold streaks.
Let's bring in Jake Hassan for some of these baseball bets tonight. Jake, is there anything on the board that has your eye?
I mean, you know what day it is. It's the best day. It's a weekly holiday. Blake Snell's on the mound tonight against Arizona Diamondbacks. It's my Arizona Diamondbacks, too. It's all lining up Jake right now. So we're going the Diamondbacks. Over 3.5 team total. Way too low for a team that is second in the league in OPS against left-handed pitching, fourth in the league in weighted runs created plus. And oh, by the way, Blake Snell, rough start to his Giants career, not having a good one. ERA over 6. So I love the spot. That's my favorite one. Like I always say, he won a Cy Young Award. Great. Cool. I'm still going to try and beat him. I'm never wrong. I'm just early. So we're going back to that. And we already cashed the Cubs team total over today, so that was a lot of fun. We're off to a great start.
Love to see it. That is a great start. Little Cubs team total afternoon action. Tonight.
Yeah. It was easy.
Yeah. Definitely. Let me pick your brain on a bet I got in the account for tonight. Jake,
beautiful.
I took the Brewers over the Cardinals, two right-handed pitchers. Brewers do definitely do a better job against right-handed pitching so far this season. Kyle Gibson, 6.16 ERA, struggling this year. Peralta, on the other hand, 26 Ks, only two walks. I feel like he's in the zone. I took the Brewers here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought the Brewers at first because Freddie Peralta is on the mound and he's a Cy Young candidate right now. He's the second favorite, but he actually has bad history at Busch Stadium and against the Cardinals. I know this Cardinals team is about 73 years old on average and they're not playing great, and Peralta's been awesome. I stayed away from it, but my initial thought was Brewers, but I just couldn't get a good feel. I think you're on the right side, though. If I was going to make a bet in that game, it would be the Brewers.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like I was talking about, you have to trust the initial instincts. Jake's initial instinct was the Brewers, so we're going to go with that.
Yeah, trust your gut. Trust the gut feeling.
Jake, do you have any, just for funsies, home run props?
Yeah, so I'm trying to decide which Red Sox I want to throw it on. It might be Tristan Cassis, might be somebody else in that lineup, maybe like a Reese McGuire at a longer price. Just because the Pirates have a guy who's making his season debut. It's not named Paul Skeens, but that's either near or there because apparently they don't want to win games. Anyway, it's Quinn Priester, and he's been fine when he's been up on the Pirates roster, but mostly it's because it's at PNC and the wind is blowing way out. Red Sox just had a rough series against the Guardians at home, so Red Sox team weirdly has been hitting better on the road. So with the wind out in that park against a guy making a season debut, I like the Red Sox there. So if you're looking to bet that game, if you're looking to take some shots with some home run props, I would just pick your favorite Red Sox and go with them. Maybe some long prices, maybe somebody like Tristan Cassis who's been hot, but that's how I would go.
Dodgers on the diamond tonight, Jake, against the Mets. Dodgers,
yeah,
minus 200
favorites. The Mets are terrible. The Mets are terrible, and I would usually never go for a minus 200 favorite, so I'm certainly not going to lay that money line. I would usually look to the other side. It's worked out a couple times with the Nationals and the Rockies last week, but I just don't like this Mets team. I don't like Sean Manaea, but if they lose, their probably division price isn't going to change that much because it's just sitting at minus 650, so get those Padres and Diamondbacks bets in for division because those prices are way wrong.
Way wrong. There also could be some way wrong prices in this Cavs Magic matchup. So we're going back over to the NBA on the other side. Stick with us here on You Better You Bet.